News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be expanding bed space at four major hospitals across the island during the current financial year. These are Kingston Public Hospital KPH, Spanish Town, Maypen and Cornwall Regional. Minister of Health Horace Daly says the expansion works are part of government's ongoing efforts to improve the healthcare system. The undertaking will include improvement to the waiting area at KPH as well as additional staff and equipment at the other institutions.
We're going to fix the system as best as we can so the people of Jamaica can be comfortable and we can deliver good health care.
The health minister was addressing the official handover of 76 semi-electric beds and mattresses to local hospitals donated by J. Ray and Nephew in partnership with Food for the Poor recently. The contribution, valued at $57,000, was made based on a needs assessment conducted by the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that over 3.5 million kilograms of produce have been harvested to date from the 9 agroparks being operated across the island. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the agropark model of agricultural production has proven to be among the best practices.
As we go forward, we have identified several other areas for the establishment of another 9 parks over the next 3 years. These are among a number of others that are at different levels of scoping for development in the medium and long term.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the corporate launch of Agricultural Chemicals Limited, AgChem, in St. Andrew last Tuesday. AgChem was incorporated in September 2014 to take over the operations of J. Ray and Nephew's Agricultural Chemicals Division. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, has renewed the call for private sector entities to partner with the government in providing additional work-ready space for the business process outsourcing BPO sector. BPO, which involves subcontracting various business-related operations to a third-party provider, is considered one of the most promising areas for spurring job creation and development in the Jamaican economy.
The government is unable to provide all the space needed for outsourcing companies wanting to set up shop in Jamaica. We are moving ahead with our plans for the development at Nagohead to make available additional space for the sector. The demand for space outpaces the supply, and the speed at which we are able to create these work-ready commercial spaces, we simply cannot keep up at this point.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the recent opening of Sutherland Global Services New Kingston offices. And Energy Minister Philip Powell says a minor change to the law governing the net billing program will be undertaken in order to resume the initiative. Speaking at the opening of the energy services company ESCO Jamaica conference in New Kingston last Wednesday, Mr. Powell assured that the program will be reopened following the amendment.
There was a slight snag in that the new law mandates the ESET to be responsible for new generation capacity. We have met, and we believe that it is not appropriately placed at ESET, and the OUR is going to resume processing these licenses, and we're doing a slight amendment to the law to facilitate that.
The award of net billing licenses is part of measures to liberalize the energy sector and diversify the energy base. The licenses allow persons to sell excess energy generated through renewable sources to the Jamaica Public Service JPS grid. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.